this, Brother Joe. Amen. So here in Ephesians chapter 4 and 1, amen, I'm going to simply go back through this, what we read to you out of these eight verses for a moment. Amen. The Apostle Paul said the prisoner. Notice he said he considered himself the prisoner. And he wasn't a prisoner against his will. Amen. But he's a prisoner willingly, having given himself up to God. Amen. And the reason I believe that he used the term prisoner, as he has relinquished all of his rights. Hello. Amen. The Word of God said, except a man deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. So the Apostle Paul has surrendered everything to God. Amen. We sang that old hymn. Amen. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe you me, if we'll surrender all, amen, God, that we are to God, then God will give us much more than we could begin to imagine. Amen. So he said, I beseech you that you walk worthy, amen, of the vocation wherewith you are called. Amen. I'm telling you, if there's ever been an hour that Christianity, amen, and Christians ought to walk worthy. There's not a way to be worthy within ourselves. Amen. The way to be worthy is to do what Paul said, surrender ourselves to God and let God have the final say and all the authority in the life. Amen. Therein, amen, he will make us worthy by the divine working of his Spirit. Amen. I'm telling you, the power to change a human being, amen, is not within that human being. It's with of God. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in one place, our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The word sufficiency means that which is needed to get the job done. Amen to God. I'm telling you, the church can't get the job done without God. Amen. The Christian can't live, a person can't live a Christian life without God. Amen. God has to save us. God has to keep us, and he has to give us that ability. Amen. God hasn't commanded anything in the Word of God that cannot be done through Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, if we look, Jesus speaking in John chapter 15, says, without me ye can do nothing. Big old fat zero. Amen. The Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. I can tell you that's from zero to infinity. Amen. That's a long ways above where you start out at. Amen. Thank God that's the difference that Christ makes, amen, in the life. Amen. I realize that we got a lot of people that are just religious. Amen. Religious people will never arrive, amen, at the place that God has called his people to. Amen. You can't live there. It can't be attained. Amen. But I can tell you through Christ, amen, we can walk on the high places of God. Amen. We can live in a place, amen, where angels fear to trod. We can walk there. Amen. We can have an experience, amen, like nobody else can have. Only in Christ can you have it. Amen to God. So then he goes on and says, with all lowliness. Now he's really meddling. Amen. With all lowliness. Amen. And meekness and long suffering. Amen. My, you mean the way to be great, Brother Joe, is to be low and humble before God. Amen. I'm telling you, the great preacher Andrew Murray, amen, said in that little book about 30-something pages called, amen, Humility, amen, that man, amen, when he fell in that garden, he lost humility, and in its place, pride rose up. Amen to God. I'm telling you, the chief calling card of Lucifer is pride. Amen to God. He said, I'm going to be like the Most High. I'll set my throne up in the high places of the north. I'm going to be like him. And I'm telling you, he didn't last very long before God had him booted out. Amen. Pride, amen, gets nowhere with God, gets you further from God than anything in the world. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. I can tell you, Jesus came. Amen. And Brother Murray said he came to restore that humility. Amen. That was lost in that garden. Amen. My, I'm telling you, humility is not weakness. Humility is the strength of Christ. Amen to God. I said it is the strength of Christ. Amen. He's not a weak man. He's an humble man. But he ain't weak. Amen. Hallelujah. I was always told, amen, when I was a boy, it took more of a man to walk away than it did to fight. I didn't understand that because I was fleshly. Amen. I know what the problem I had, amen, and everybody else has is pride gets involved in that matter. Hello. An old brother that I helped preach his funeral. Amen. I'm telling you, the first time I ever seen him, and Brother Tony McCullough said, when he testifies, son, you better get a hold of your seat because you're going to see God do a man like you ain't never seen nobody be done before. And he was telling the truth. truth. Amen. I'm telling you, when God got on that brother, He shook him. Amen. His eyes roll around in his head. Amen. But I'm telling you, God would get on him and use him. Amen. But I've always remembered the scripture that he quoted. Amen. Through the years, only by pride cometh contention. Amen. But with the well advised, there is wisdom. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. The Apostle Paul said, us, we apostles, we're the offscouring of all things. Amen. What's he saying? Amen. Amen. He's made himself worthless, unto nothing, of no reputation. Amen. What do you mean he's not making himself a sinner? But he's humbled himself. Amen. Once you've done that, what else can anybody do to you? Amen. If you put yourself in a, amen, Jesus said, you come into that house, amen, you need to take that footstool, amen. Come on, then he says, when the man of the house elevates you, you can be exalted, amen, rather than the man that comes up and sits by the man of the house, and somebody greater comes in, he said, would you go ahead and take the footstool? I think it's better the other way, wouldn't you? He that humbleth himself shall be exalted, but he that exalted himself shall be, amen, abased on that day. I want to be exalted on that day, don't you? Amen. So humble, lowly, meek. Amen. And long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Amen. This is the way that God has intended for the child of God, amen, to conduct their life. There is one body. Amen. He goes and begins to elaborate on some things. One body, one spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Amen. I mean, if you take a look at Christianity today, you can't hardly find that scripture represented in that. Amen. I mean, the people don't even know sometimes what in the world their calling is. Amen. As a Christian, our calling is, amen, to present Christ to a world and convince the world of their need of Jesus. Amen. Called, amen, a little thing called ministry. Amen. A little thing called witnessing. Amen. A little thing, amen, that God has given us called the Great Commission. Amen. Hallelujah. Go into all the world. Amen. Preach the gospel. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I'm not a preacher. Everywhere that Christian goes, they're preaching. Amen. Come on, say it again. Everywhere that child of God goes, they're preaching. Amen. Your life is preaching a sermon, amen, that is louder than anything that you'll ever say. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. So there's one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. You'd never know that by listening around today. Come on. There's that unity that is in Christ, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. Amen. But unto everyone is given the grace of God according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. What he's saying, that God hasn't left anybody out. There's some things that God has given the Christian. Amen. According to that gift that God has given. And I want to look at seven gifts. Amen. That God has given to you and I. Amen. That ought to cause us to be able to flourish. Amen. And to abound in God. Amen. Before me. And number one. Amen. Rest. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Well, now that rest right there, amen, is something that means a lot of times different than what people visualize. Amen. That's rest from self-effort and self-labor. Come on. He gives me rest from that flesh being in control of that life. Amen. And allows that spirit man. Come on. That's what we all got to have. Amen. That old man's got to die. That new man. What he's saying in the book of Hebrews, there remaineth the rest. Amen. For the children of God. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the fullness of that rest is made manifest in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on. Whereby we do cease from our labors and enter into His rest. Amen. What I mean, Brother Joe, that ceases the ability of humanity. And I walk with a new ability. That's the ability of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just put on the website. Amen. I put up a series of six sermons. Amen. Brother B.H. Clendenin. Amen. On God's ability. He's preached that whole set of sermons on God's ability in the believer. Amen. My, I'm telling you, amen, if God lives in you, matter of fact, that's what that Word of God says. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. If He dwells and moves and lives in us, amen, out of us comes not the natural, amen, but the supernatural ability and work of God. Amen. If anything else is coming out, I need a trip back to the altar. Amen. I need to get that cross right in my life. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen to God. I'm telling you, He wants to, amen, to magnify Himself before men. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Bigglesworth, in the latter part of his life, said they've seen me. Amen. They should have seen Jesus. It wasn't His fault. Amen. It's because folks are looking for something other than what they should have been looking for. Amen. I don't think Brother Wigglesworth has elevated himself in any measure. Amen. It's just sometimes men get to looking for the wrong things. Amen. Rest. Amen. Jesus said, will give you rest. Amen. Number two, the keys of the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't have the keys, you can't get in. You can't get what you need. Amen. Come on. Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Well, Brother Joey said that to Peter. Amen. You think Peter's any different than better than you and I? Amen. Come on. He has no respect of persons. Amen. Come on. That keys to the kingdom. Amen. Sometimes we may have mentioned them just above there. Amen. Glory to God. He gives us ability to walk in that humble state. Amen. I can tell you, keys of the kingdom comes to a little thing called faith. Amen to God. Hallelujah. That's getting built up by me walking with God, by me walking in that experience with Him. If I'm going to get anything from the kingdom, I'm going to have to get it by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And so He gives it. Listen to what He said. And give the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I want to tell you, that sounds like quite a bit of power and a wonderful gift to Brother Joe. Amen. Does that mean, amen, that I can just go to speaking off them words, Brother Joe, and that it automatically, oh, no. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. I can tell you, some people can speak words, but they ain't got the keys. Amen. Come on. I said they speak words, but they don't have the keys. They don't have that experience with God. Amen. They want that little hocus pocus, mumbo jumbo business that says I can just speak words to power. That ain't going to apply with God. Amen. You can speak all you want. I'm going to give you, speak the word of faith, brother. Amen. I've had them tell me that. I said, you go right ahead. Amen. I said, I'll tell you what. If you get in that closet and pray until the Holy Ghost comes, amen, and He begins to speak the word of faith through you, I can tell you things will start to move. You hear me? Amen. Brother Joey is not being hateful. Amen. It's just, it don't work but accept God's way. Amen. I have power in my tongue. I'm a Christian. Amen. Yeah, you do. Amen. You got power to get in that altar and pray. Amen. Glory to God. Until God gets a hold of that tongue. Amen. Working something out of it. But first of all, He got to work something in my spirit. Amen. Then, amen, He can work through that tongue for His glory. Woo! I know, brother, those name it, claim it folks don't like Brother Joe very well. Those people, amen, positive word, amen, of faith and all of them crowd, they get kind of crossways when you go to saying things like that. Amen, because they think just because they're Christian, they can speak words and God's got to jump to it. Amen, somebody better read the book again. Amen, somebody better get on their knees and find out who's in charge. Amen, and it ain't Brother Joe. Amen, come on, it's God, it's Jehovah. He's in charge. Amen. If you want God to do something, amen, let me do what God said. Hey, let me line up with God. And whatever God tells me to do, amen, I can do it. Amen. With humility. Amen. And with power and with dignity. And glorify God. Ooh, I feel like having church. Hallelujah. Amen. Give you the keys. Amen. Listen, now I want to ask you a little question right here. Amen. We're talking about gifts, and I can bring a little more Bible to play concerning what God does in His giving. Amen. But would you give somebody the keys? Amen. That wasn't trustworthy. That was disobedient. Amen. That was fleshly and arrogant. Come on, Brother Joe. Brother Joe, don't think so. Amen. That's what that crowd keeps trying to run around and tell everybody, that God's going to just pass out the keys to the kingdom and let the rebels just run, amen, all over heaven. Oh, it ain't going to happen. He throws the last one out. Amen. I can tell you when He sends amen down for a bribe rising, come on, and that old servant, amen, says, now God, when that little woman comes out, amen, let the one that's right, when I ask her for some water, amen, let her say, not only you, but you sit down and I'll water him camels for you. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. What you mean, but there's some prerequisites, amen, to the gifts of God. Amen. Brother Joe's always believed, amen, that the fruit of the Spirit is prerequisite to the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. God's after fruit. Hello? Amen. If the fruit of the Spirit is at work in my life, amen, then the gifts of the Spirit will follow, amen, in that pattern. Amen. But if the fruit's not there, the gifts aren't coming. Amen. So what happens when the little lady comes out? Amen. When Rebecca comes out to that place, amen, here's that old man. She don't know even who, from my youth to say, from Adam's house cat. Amen. As my mama used to say. Amen. So he asked for water. She said, not only thee, but the camels also. I want to tell you, he knows he's on to something. Amen to God. But he don't stop her. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you, it ain't no small task to water no bunch of camels. Them rascals can drink. Amen. So she had a task on her hand, watering all them camels. But when she threw water in them camels, he said, now hang on a minute. Amen. I got something here. Amen. Glory to God. You brought forth the fruit. Amen. The proof. Amen. Now, amen, the gifts are on the way. He walks back to them camels and flips up that saddlebag. Amen. Reaches in there, gets him a bracelet. Amen. And a ring. Amen. My uncle, shut up. Amen. I can tell you something. Amen. When you and I, amen, will be willing to do what, amen, we can do by the help and the grace of God and humble ourselves. Amen. God will go back to the camel bags. Amen. And he'll pull something out. Amen. Glory to God. He put a ring on her finger and a bracelet on her wrist. Hallelujah. She's the one. She's bearing the fruits. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God don't get the cart ahead of the horse. He done knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Behold, I have an order, saith the Lord, and I have established it, and I will not change it. Behold, it is the same for every man, woman, boy, and girl. I have no respect to person, nor respect to, behold, male, bond, pre-male, amen, pre, amen, whoever that you might be. I have the same plan, saith the Lord, and to them that have come by my word, and them that humble themselves, and behold, set forth before me in humility and labor, I will honor, saith the Lord, and I will endue with power from on high, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Heard a fellow say, tell me one time, I had the gift of healing. I go to that hospital and heal everybody. I said, no, sir. I said, first thing is, God don't give anything without conditions. Amen. I said, second thing is, amen, if you had that mentality, God ain't fixing to give you anything. Amen. No, sir. Amen. Everything God gives, He gives it in His direction, under His direction. Amen. If God induces something on someone, amen, they're not free to use it at their will. They're free to do what God says do with it as God directs. Amen. God ain't running no free-for-all. Amen. He ain't running some three-ring circus somewhere. Amen. Everything that God does, He does it. And that servant, amen, ain't going to go do anything with what God's given unless God tells them to go do it. Oh, what do you say now, Brother Joe? You mean that God don't want to, amen, listen, Jesus, amen, was accused of, amen, of falling short. He said, Lord, there are not many widows in Zarephath, but Elijah was only sent to one. Hello? What did he tell them? Amen, even Elijah, amen, he didn't heal everybody. He didn't, amen, come on. God does things according to His will and His purpose. Amen, believe you me, He knows what the outcome's going to be before it ever arrives. Amen. Who's better qualified to do anything like that than God? Amen. You see, God knows what, if God sends you to somebody, He knows what the outcome's going to be. Hello? I always love it when God says, go, amen, go pray for somebody. Amen, go talk to somebody because I know God's done been at work. Amen. God ain't never told me to do that except God has already been working on the other end. Amen. Hallelujah. I've never been, amen, felt like going, amen, talking to somebody. God hey, put it on my heart. Amen. I've been places to visit. Sit down and talk with people. Sometimes got surprised. Hey, folks in the house didn't know was going to be there. All of a sudden, God got something, amen, to say, amen, to them. Amen. When God gives it, you just let it go. Amen to God. Come on. If we'll humble ourselves before God, God will speak through you and I. Amen. God will work through you and I. Amen. He'll work through us in ways we can't even begin to imagine and do things we can't even begin could be done. Come on with me. Woo! The possibilities are endless. Amen. Hurry. Amen. He gave us power over evil spirits. Amen. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. He didn't say some. He said over all the power of the enemy. Oh, you know, sometimes people say, I just can't overcome. Have you? Because you didn't believe what God said. Amen. And got down to business with God. Listen, amen, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, Brother Joey, there's been a lot of Christians hurt. Amen, not hurt there, by the way. Amen, he's not talking about physical hurt. He's talking about spiritual hurt. Come on. If I get killed for doing the will of God, have I been hurt? No. Amen, I've just been carried to heaven. Come on. You see, a lot of times we get to viewing things in very humanistic ways. Amen. And we try to twist things around. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. You know why we're getting that Americanized Christian mentality? Amen. That we are Christian. That nothing bad's ever supposed to happen. We're not never supposed to have any resistance, any opposition. We never have to put up with any kind of thing. That's for them folks over yonder, somewhere across the sea. Somebody better read the book again. I can tell you, God's got people, amen, there are people over there, yes, they're suffering, but God ain't don't think one bit better of us than He does of them. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Therefore, I wait, God, we ought to be able to do more than they can do because we don't have the opposition they have. A lot of times, isn't it something that how shameful it is that folks who have no real opposition are not doing anything, and folks who are fighting the devil tooth and nail are working wonders? Somebody better wake up! Let me hurry. Power over evil spirits. You know, the old Flip Wilson had that old thing, the devil made me do it. Amen. Man made Flip do it. Amen. But he can't make the child of God do it. Amen. If we want to obey God, what would God? God said, I'll give you power over all the powers of the enemy. When God says, I will give you those powers, He's not lying. He's telling the truth. Amen. And if I want the power over that enemy, and I'll be honest with God and sincere, I can tell you, God will give you the ability to walk up that devil's back and put your foot on the top of his head. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I'll go over to God. Amen. One of the first things that happened, amen, when Brother Joshua, amen, became the leader of the children of Israel by the grace and the direction of God, amen, they got them old five kings that's stirring up trouble, amen, and they caught them, amen, put them in a cave, and old Joshua said, keep them right there, amen, we'll be right up there just a little while, amen, don't let them go. And when he got there, he brought them old boys out, and he put them out there on the ground. Amen. Called his captains of his host up. Amen. Says, come over here. Let me show you what you do. He put the foot on the back of his neck. Amen to God. What's he trying to tell them? It ain't God's will. Amen. It's you be the one hiding. Amen. And running. Amen. It's the will of God that you got your foot on the neck of that devil. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Rather than letting him ride your shoulder. Amen. And ride your life. Amen. Into the crazy house. Hello? Come on. Come on with Brother Joe tonight. He said, I have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Behold, I'm coming back after a victorious church, saith the Lord. One that hath loved not her life unto the death, that hath washed her robes white in the blood of the Lamb. She hath made herself ready. Behold, she is in love with me. Behold, she believes what I say. Behold, she is prepared unto every good work and vigilant. Behold, and I say unto me, unto thee this night, saith the Lord, she's about my business. And behold, I give authority and power to that church that they may overcome and that they may sit in all the counsel of the enemy, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Not only will He give us power of evil spirit, but living water. John 4:14, for whosoever drinketh this water, amen, that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Amen. We got that song, Living Water. Amen. Sometimes I don't know how them folks know a really whole lot about that. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, you get a good drink of that living water. Amen. It begins to bring real spiritual life. Old David said, I would. I had the water to drink out of the well that sat just outside the gate at Bethlehem. Amen. Them young men loved him. They broke through the ranks of the enemy. Amen. Went to bound to Bethlehem, dipped down in that well, and brought Brother David some of that water back. Amen. But I can tell you, it was not yet for David's time. That was not his dispensation. Amen. But he poured it out as an offering to God. I can tell you, if even Brother David's here today, he'd wonder, what's wrong with people? Amen. The well's there. Why ain't you drinking from it? Amen. Why hadn't you allowed God to birth that well in you? Amen. That springs up unto everlasting life. Amen. I can tell you when that well's no wonder you never thirst again. That well springing up in you, you don't have to thirst. Amen. You know why folks get dried up? Amen. They let the devil come clog up the well that God has birthed in them. Amen. So that they don't have anything to drink. Amen. Come on. What they need to do is go back to that altar again. Amen. Get everything straightened out. Amen. And get all the mess out of that well and let that well start flowing again. Come on. I can tell you what the devil hates more than anything in this world. He hates a child of God that the wells are flowing. He can't stand that. Amen. Why? Because they got joy. Amen. They got peace. Amen. They got something the world ain't got. Amen. The devil just cannot handle it. Let me, brother, tell you something. He can't hang around somebody when the wells are flowing. Amen. It bothers him immensely. Woo! I've always found if you get to worshiping God and get that well to flowing, that devil will pull up, amen, his little anchor and take his boat somewhere else. Amen. He can't stand it. Amen. He hates folks. Now listen, you can go through all that false worship you want to, and he'll sit right around there and keep filling your ear full of garbage. Amen. But I'm telling you, you let God get to bubbling up in your soul. Amen. And let the Holy Ghost get to moving, and Mr. Devil's going somewhere else. Amen. Not only will he give us living water, he give us bread from heaven. John 5:6-51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. My. Amen. No wonder they call that place Bethlehem, house of bread. Amen. But I can tell you, outside that gate was the water. Amen. Out of that well, I want to tell you, Christ, out of Him, amen, comes everything. Amen. Life staple, bread and water. Amen. Bro, bring about the abundant life of God. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, if you and I'll eat this book, amen to God. And that's not, you can just read that book all day if you want to. Amen. But I'm telling what, if you hide that word in your heart and you begin to be a partaker, amen, of that Lamb of God, amen, in that fellowship, amen, I want to tell you a little secret. That well will open up. Amen. Glory to God. And that water will begin to flow. Amen. There will be rivers of living water springing up out of your innermost being. Amen. Bread from heaven. Eternal life. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. I know the once saved, always saved folks want to use that scripture. Amen. To say that you can't backslide. That ain't what the verse said. Amen. It said, amen, as long as you want to walk with God and follow God, there ain't a man in this world or anybody else, there ain't a government or anybody else that can hinder your experience with God. Come on. He said, listen, amen. He said, neither height nor depth, the principalities, the powers, things present, things to come, or any other creature that is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. So, amen, he gives you eternal life. Amen. And he gives that glory. Now I want to move into the last but not least, a legacy of peace. Amen. You say, take a look at that world around you. I mean to tell you, there ain't no peace nowhere in this world. Amen. People talk about peace all the time. Amen. Our governments talk about peace. While they're talking about, amen, I want to tell you, while the devil talks about peace, he's planning your demise. Amen. The world, look at it. The Middle East, I mean, everybody's going to solve that problem. I'm going to tell you, all they got to do is read this book and figure out they ain't going to do it. Ain't but one man, amen, going to solve that problem. Amen. Who is that, Brother Joe? His name is Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. Until he brings peace to that place, there ain't going to be none. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. I said, until, I want to tell you something else. Until he brings peace to you and I, we ain't going to have none. Hello? Amen. My. Amen. My peace. Come on. What did he say? My peace. I give I unto thee. not as the world giveth, give I. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. He said, I'll give you some peace, not like the world gives you. That world will give you peace. It only works when everything's well. Amen. The peace of God works when everything's falling apart. Amen. Everything's gone wrong. Amen. They still a great, settled peace. I remember testimonies. Amen. I remember. Amen. Brother Sims sat right there on that second pew. Amen. And I heard him stand up just like he done it this morning. Amen. I thank God, he'd say, for a deep, settled peace. Whoa. Come on. Amen. My, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. It's wonderful to lay your head on that pillow at night and have the peace of God. Amen. That says to you, amen, if you don't wake in this world in the morning, amen, you're going to wake up in a better land. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, that psalmist said, amen, that when I wake, amen, I have such peace to know that I'm going to wake in His likeness. Hallelujah. Peace. Amen. A great, amen, a writer, a great preacher of the 1600s. Amen. Notes on the Pentateuch he wrote. I can't remember his name right at the moment. Amen. But he was a great Scottish preacher. Amen. And he wrote two tracts. Amen. The first tract he wrote, amen, was the God of Peace. Amen. My. And the last tract the brother wrote before he died was the Peace of God. Hallelujah. Thank God that there is a God. Listen, and I want to say something else here about peace. Boy, I'm going to close, and I'm going to hold you long tonight. Amen. John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world we done quoted. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. My, if God's given that peace, he said he didn't say you could buy it, but he said he gave it to you. Amen. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelations 2 and 26. And he that overcometh to keep and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And I will give him the morning star. And he said unto me, it is done. And I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. Amen. My, I'm telling you something. Amen. I want to make quick mention, amen, before I close. Amen. That there is two elements of peace. Amen. In order for me, amen, to have the peace of God, I must have peace with God. Amen. That simply says I can't have peace if I ain't right with God. Amen. Listen, and right with God means also being right with my fellow man. Hello? Amen. In order for me to have vertical holiness, I have to have horizontal holiness. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. That's God's plan. That ain't Brother Joe's. Amen. You take it up with him. Amen. But if I, amen, can get everything right, amen, listen, amen, then I can have peace with God. Amen. And when I have peace with God, then I can have the peace of God. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, amen, money cannot pay, amen, enough to have it. But you can have it, amen, glory to God. You can have that deep, settled peace like Brother Sims talked about. Amen, I'm telling you, amen, you can lay your head on a pillow. Amen, I kind of think that old, amen, Brother Peter, amen, had a lot of peace. Amen, he done killed old James. Amen, but old Peter laying in there sleeping between them two soldiers. He's chained, but amen. And I believe the angel shined in that room. A light shining angel came in, had to wake the old boy up from a snore. Amen. Why? He knows who he is. He's got peace in his heart. Glory. I'm going to tell you, the world's after peace. They try to find it in a bottle. They try to find it in pills. Come on. But it can't. Amen. It may, what they get may last a little while, but it's not peace. Amen. It just numbs the senses to realize that, amen, to make you, amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Hallelujah. Glory. Behold, in my peace comes courage, saith the Lord. Behold, my servant Daniel. That when he knew that the decree was signed, he went back to his window aforetime, as he had done previously. And there he made his prayers to the God of heaven. Behold, yes, knowing well that a den of lions was his destiny, But behold, the peace of God that passeth understanding, that is able to keep your whole soul, mind, and body unto the day of redemption, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for gifts. You have gift made us rich with the things of heaven. Let us, God, not be, God, careless, but let us be careful to walk with you that we may obtain that which we need, God, to shine His lights in a dark world, to magnify you, God, to enable us to fulfill the will of God in the earth. May you have glory, sir, and may you have honor, and may, God, your gift be made rich in the lives of the believer, that we may, God, make well known thee, sir, that we may manifest life to a world that walks in horror, that walks in disarray, that walks in, God, great fear and great trembling, and walks in great, God, trouble. Let us, God, show forth that peace that they may say, I will desire to have that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just close in prayer tonight. Amen. The great gifts that God's given us. Amen. Thank God for bread from heaven. Thank God for the water of life. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the many gifts that God has given us that cause us to be able, amen, to overcome our enemies. Amen. The promises of God, my Bible says, are yea and amen to everyone who that does what? That believeth. Amen. Thank God. We read this morning, amen, the Apostle Paul saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to everyone that believeth. Amen. To the Jew first, amen, and also to the Greek. Amen. Unto the power of God, to what? Unto salvation. Amen. My. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, God can do what nobody else can do. Amen. There ain't a government. Amen. There ain't a power. There ain't a doctor. Amen. There's not a lawyer. Amen. Anywhere. Amen. That can deliver man from, amen, his death that is in his spirit. Amen. But there is a man named Jesus. Amen. To God that is able to bring the dead to life. Amen. He brought me out of a horrible pit, David said, with my feet stuck in the miry clay. Amen. Pick me up. Amen. Set my feet on a solid rock and establish my goings. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. That there is.